Let's pray to the Lord together now. Father, do draw near to us, we pray, as we think through this, the last in our series of questions. I'm glad you asked that. Help us to see your truth, we pray. Amen. John, could you just put the light on here? So this morning we come to our final question, which is, what about other religions? And in particular, I'm going to be focusing on this aspect of that question. Are all religions equally true, or perhaps even equally false? Why am I couching the question in those terms? Well, it's really because of the current religious climate. After all, we think about it, we live in a multicultural society. And in a multicultural society where there are many different cultures and, of course, many different belief systems, of course, we all need to get on. We need to be tolerant with one another. That's quite right. However, I used to understand the word tolerant, well, I still do understand the word tolerant, to mean that we still love and get along and live at peace with people even when they have a viewpoint that is diametrically opposed to our own. However, something funny seems to have gone on in our culture. There is this pressure for people to accept that all religions are equal. Some people might say it in these terms, well, it's all just a matter of opinion. It doesn't matter what you believe as long as you are sincere. And if that is true, if it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're sincere, if it doesn't matter at all which belief system you have, well, when Christians go around wanting to convert people of other faiths or of no faith to follow Christ, well, they're just being jolly intolerant and ought to know better and just keep themselves to themselves. I wanted to critique this idea that religion is all just a matter of opinion and therefore all religions are equal. Don't want to knock other religions, I just want to critique that philosophy. Because if we think about it, well, let's run through the logical four options. First of all, let's say that all religions are indeed poor reflections of the one true religion. This argument's been put a bit like this. Imagine that God is an elephant. So big, so mysterious, and we just can't see the whole elephant. We can only just, as we try and find this mysterious spiritual reality that lies behind everything, grasp a little bit. And each religion has somehow grasped a little bit, but it's a different part of the elephant. So Christians may have the trunk, Buddhists may have the tail, New Agers may have the ear. They're all parts of the one ultimate reality, that is the divine. And we've just got to reflect that we can't know perfectly. That's the first idea, and therefore under that idea all religions are equally valid. A more pervasive argument these days is something that we call relativism. Basically, all religions are true in some way. If you like, if God is at the top of a mountain, there are many different paths to get there. And as long as we follow our own path sincerely, we will get to God. That's the idea. So, again, each religion is somehow an expression of the ultimate reality, that is God, and they all get there in the end. So really it doesn't matter, as long as we have faith. Of course, we have atheists who say, actually, you guys from whatever religion are just a bit deluded. And Richard Dawkins would argue very strongly that no religion is true. We're just all a product of blind chance, evolution, and we ought to stop deluding ourselves and just get on with life. There is a fourth option. What if only one of the religions is true? I want to really explode those first two options to begin with. Well, let's just spend a moment thinking about, it's mainly option two, it could be option one as well, religious belief is all just a matter of opinion. I actually find that rather patronising, actually. But let's just follow that logic through. If I was to say Manchester United are the best football team in the world, is that a fact? No, it's not. It's a matter of opinion. Some of you might say yes, other people just say no, but it is just a matter of opinion. However, here's a different statement. Manchester United won the FA Cup in 2011. Is that a matter of opinion? Manchester City won it. If I say Manchester United won the FA Cup in 2011, I'm talking rubbish and ought to be told that I'm talking rubbish. That's not a matter of opinion, that's a matter of fact and truth. So, which category does religion fall into? Absolute truth category or opinion category? It's important to clarify that. Again, this question, can all religions be true? This will be, again, options one and two. Well, we can examine it by simply picking three religions. We're going to do that. We're going to pick three religions and just compare them and say, can these actually live together as reflections of the ultimate reality? So what we're going to do is we're going to take three religions, Buddhism, Islam, and Christianity, and just ask three basic questions of each. What's your concept of God? What's your concept of what's gone wrong with the world, the problem? And what's your idea of salvation? Let's compare them and see what we come out with. Sorry if the writing's a bit small, but I will be saying everything, so you don't actually need to see what's in the boxes. First of all, Christianity's concept of God. Well, Christians believe there is one God who is external to the world. He is almighty. He is omnipotent, which means all-powerful, and omniscient, which means all-knowing. However, it is possible to have a personal relationship with this God of the universe. He has revealed himself to us through the Bible and through Jesus Christ. It's possible to know this God personally and to have a relationship with this God as father and child. So one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit, and we can know this God in the same way as we know a father-child relationship. Well, let's come to the next one, Buddhism. Buddhists don't believe in any God. There is no God. There's no God who created. Christians believe that God created the universe. Buddhists don't. All we find is the universe as there is. That's the basic teaching of Buddha himself. Islam. Much closer to Christianity in that there is one all-powerful God who created everything. His name is Allah. He is, like the Christian God, omnipotent, omniscient. He is also merciful. But he's unknowable in the sense that Christians can know God. The idea of saying to Allah, Father, well, on the one hand, it doesn't make sense, but many Muslims would say that's actually quite an abhorrent idea. You can't get that close to the Almighty Allah. You just can't. So the concepts of God in these three religions are quite different. Particularly Buddhists, well, they don't have a God at all. Let's move on to the problem. The problem for Islam, which is the fastest growing religion in the world as a matter of interest. Well, the problem is that there are bad deeds that go on. And those bad deeds outweigh the good deeds. So you've got to try and live a better life. The Quran describes what is expected of a follower. There are five pillars of Islam: the creed, five daily prayers, giving alms to the poor, fasting during Ramadan, a pilgrimage to Mecca. If a believer does all of those things sincerely, they're on the right track and overweighing the problem. Christians, however, say, hang on, the problem is more than just simply bad deeds outweighing good. No amount of good deeds can outweigh the problem of sin. Remember our definition of sin? So long, God, I'm in charge, not you. We have all rejected God. We're all guilty. Yes, we do bad deeds, but all those bad deeds come from this rejection of God, and we're all under his judgment. And no amount of good deeds can ever get rid of it. Buddhists. What's the problem? Well, the problem is suffering in the world. And suffering is inevitable in this world. And Buddhists say it's all down to us desiring things. Either desiring what we don't have, or having what we don't desire. How do we get out of this problem? Well, we've got to stop desiring things. We've actually got to realise that, in fact, this world is a bit of an illusion, really. The word is called maya. We've got to think that this world is just an illusion. We've got to kind of step back from it and be not of this world at all. So moving on then to the idea of salvation in Buddhism, you've got to attain nirvana. That's the ultimate goal. And nirvana is an absence of suffering. It's an absence of desire. You're just one with the universe. You just become impersonal and you just are like a drop in the universal force, if you like. You lose all your self-identity, all your personality. That's the idea of nirvana. For Islam, well, as I've said, your good deeds, particularly those religious deeds, have to exceed the bad deeds. And then, depending on the will of Allah as well, you go to a place called paradise. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but as far as I can make out, women don't seem to feature very prominently in paradise, apart from maybe just serving the men. I think the other thing I've noticed, and I don't believe God seems to figure too much in paradise either. But come to the Christian faith, the solution to the sin problem is nothing we can do but what Christ does for us on our behalf. It's our forgiveness of sin by Jesus' death on the cross. And if we have faith and trust in what Christ does for us, then we can have eternal life. And what is eternal life? The words of Jesus says eternal life, the essence of eternal life, is knowing God, being in that personal relationship with God. Yes, it does mean we will have resurrection bodies. It does mean heaven, paradise. It does mean going on forever. But what makes it so fantastic is we know God personally. Three religions, three ideas of what God, the problem with the world, and salvation are. The inevitable conclusion, surely, is that there's just too many contradictions between these differing religions. It's not that they shed light on a different light on a matter. They are, to use that term again, diametrically opposed. One may be true, none may be true, but surely they can't all be true. They're not certain. I mean, the elephant is just being portrayed so differently. And then when we look at the Christian faith in particular, let's come back to that claim of Jesus. Sorry, I've got to... Let's go through this one instead. Let's look at the implications. We've said all religions are poor reflections of the one true religion, and we've said that that can't possibly be true. We said perhaps all religions are true in some way. Well, we've just seen by comparing three, they can't all possibly be true. So that leaves us with these two final options. Either none of them are true, or only one of them can be true. I think that's the only logical possibility. So we need to investigate. Is religion just a waste of time? In which case, why are we here? Or is one particular religion right to the exclusion of others? My gizmo stopped working. Let's try that again. There we go. You see, Christianity claims to be the only way, and this is what Jesus says. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Many people say that's a very intolerant statement. Unless it's true. In the book of Acts, Peter, in one of his sermons, says this: salvation is found in no one else but Christ, for there's no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. If all religions are equally valid, well then, That would mean that religious belief really is just a matter of opinion. It means that it doesn't matter how I worship God. It means that all religions do lead to God. And therefore Christians are indeed intolerant in wanting to convert people. But what if there is only one religion that is true? And what if Jesus is right when he says, no one comes to the Father except by me? Well, that means that religious belief is not actually a matter of opinion. It's a matter of fact. And that means it does matter how I worship God, because only one religion is true. Only one of those paths up the mountain gets you to God. The other paths might have some good in them, but they don't ultimately get you there. And they don't ultimately save you from your sin. Therefore, Christians are not actually being intolerant at all. They're being loving. They're wanting to say, we have found a precious pearl. We have found the news of eternal life. Therefore, Christians are being loving in wanting to convert other people. I wanted just to read a quote from Michael Green, who kind of summed up this idea that all religions could be basically one. He says, it's a lovely sentimental idea to suppose that all religions are basically one and that they represent variations on a common theme. But unfortunately, it flies in the face of all the evidence. How can all religions lead to God when they're so different? The God of Hinduism is plural and impersonal. The God of Islam is singular and personal, i.e. there's only one. Christianity teaches that God both forgives us and gives us supernatural aid. In Buddhism, there is no forgiveness and no supernatural aid. The goal of all existence in Buddhism is nirvana, extinction. And that was attained by the Buddha after no less than 547 births. The goal of all existence in Christianity is to know God and enjoy him forever. The use of images figure prominently in Hinduism, whereas Judaism prohibits making any image of God. Islam allows a man four wives, Christianity one. Perhaps the greatest difference of all lies between the teaching of the Bible, which asserts that none of us can save ourselves and make ourselves pleasing to God, and almost all other faiths, which assert that by keeping their teachings, a person can be saved, or reborn, or made whole, or achieve fulfillment. I just want to show how utterly illogical it is to say that all religions are pointing in the same direction. It is as foolish as saying that all roads from Nottingham lead to London. The contrasts are irreconcilable. You see, if one was to prove that Buddhism was true, then in my opinion, Christianity is true when Buddhism has been proved true. Well, it's as silly as me saying Manchester United won the FA Cup in 2011, or Cardiff is the capital of England. I will defend anybody's freedom to say that, but I would like to have the freedom of speech to say it's not true. Jesus is the only way. Let's pray to the Lord together. Father, in our multicultural society, where people believe so many different things, help us to be truly tolerant, to love and accept people when they disagree with us. But help us also, Lord, to be confident in your word, the Bible, in the words of Jesus. You are the way to everlasting life. You're the way to knowing God. Help us to deepen our faith in you and to lovingly bring more people to know you and your salvation. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.